Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Today we are joined by a couple of different guests here as we preview something that's beginning this week here in the city of Manhattan. Joining us via Zoom call today, I've got Vicki James from the Food and Farm Council of Riley County and City of Manhattan. She is the coordinator for that organization. Good morning, Vicki.
Good morning.
And I've also got Father Gail Hammerschmidt from St. Isidore's Catholic Church here in Manhattan as well. Good morning, Father.
Good morning. Good to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Glad to do it. There's a great new partnership here that's forming, and it's going to be called the Kanza Student Table, and it kicks off this week. For a little bit of background, though, let's talk first about kind of where Food and Farm Council kind of got its start. And Vicki, I'll start with you.
Yeah, sure. It got started really with a conversation across the community of what would it look like if we had one central group, if you will, that was working on local food issues. And the City and County Commission in August of 2018 did a resolution together to appoint 15 members to a city-county Food and Farm Council. So since that time, the Food and Farm Council has worked with partners across the community to identify priorities and challenges and gaps in our food system. And we have three priorities, and one of those has been food insecurity. So since we got started a couple of years ago, we have been doing all kinds of initiatives trying to support those in need. And one of the groups that we've wanted to do more with is our university students at Kansas State. In 2020, K-State National College Health Assessment had nearly 40% of randomly surveyed K-State students indicate they struggle with food insecurity. So the problem was there pre-COVID, and it's even worse now. So the university students have kind of been one of our primary groups who wanted to figure out what to do with. And then along came a partner, St. Isidore's.
Yeah, absolutely. And so you're partnering starting Wednesday at 5:30, and I guess every Wednesday at 5:30 there will be this Kanza student table, and it's basically a free meal for students.
Yeah, that's the plan. And we'll do it just right here at St. Isidore's, probably in our parking lot right there off of Denison Avenue, possibly even using the little side lot that is right near the electric station that belongs to the university. And I know the university has also been very much working with us in getting this set up. So we're excited to get it started.
All right. Now, this is not unfamiliar territory, as I see, to St. Isidore's. You also do other efforts to help with food insecurity.
Yeah, one of the... Yeah, thanks for mentioning that. Even this summer, we had a couple times where we tried something similar to what's happening, starting with the Kanza student table. But we also have on Sunday evenings, it's just something that we've been doing for our students, which that regularly attend St. Isidore's. We have something called the Dollar Dinner. We make them pay a dollar. But if they don't have a dollar, I tell them that Father Gail will be sure to cover them. And we just serve them a meal, and it's kind of a thing for companionship, for friendship, for fellowship. And in the past, you know, we would fit just as many people as possible in our kind of student hall. It's different now, but we've gone more to the grab and go kind of thing. But it's been something that's been successful at St. Isidore's for quite some time. So we already have some sort of an idea as to what does it look like to serve a large number of students on any given night. And so it made it just much easier for us to say yes to Vicki when she first approached us.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about what people will get to try out here for the first Wednesday. The menu looks pretty delicious. I'll let you guys explain.
Yeah, Vicki, take it away.
Well, first of all, we have to really give a pat on the back to our catering partner, which will be Lacey's Catering. And Lacey's is located in Justin Hall on campus, and it's part of the hospitality management department. So the cool thing about that is that university students are getting hands-on experience in catering, food preparation, and service as part of their curriculum. So that's what's really special about this. So they are led by incredible faculty that are going to be doing a great job with food safety and COVID guidelines. And so it's a super experience behind the scenes for those students. So it's being turned in kind of a student supporting students kind of thing. These are going to be delicious hot meals. This week is going to be chicken, a baked chicken over rice pilaf and some bistro side vegetables. Fruit comes with that. And just so the K-State students know, it's a delicious hot meal, but it's going to be packaged such that it will be a cold pack. And it will have just a heat and serve and eat directions on it. So that way, if the student doesn't want to eat it right, then they can eat it later. But it will always be a delicious hot meal. We hope to have a vegetarian option, a few of those available each time too. And then in addition to that, the students will get a light brown bag breakfast. So I believe this week it's a couple of packets of instant oatmeal, a yogurt, and a fresh fruit. So the intent is that if they are already feeling a lot of pressure about school, about the stress of COVID, job issues, that this is one night a week and then the next morning that they don't have to worry about food and they can celebrate and enjoy things a little bit more without having to worry about being fed.
All right. And this is obviously fulfilling a huge need, as we mentioned, in our community. This is sure better than, it sure beats mac and cheese and beats ramen noodles. This would be a nice, nutritious meal.
I know a lot about that.
Yeah, no doubt, as a lot of us do when we go to college. But this is great. It's, I'm sure, fulfilling a mission with the church here to really give back to the community.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that. You know, one of the things that we're doing here at St. Isidore's, and many of the people in the community are aware of this, is that we have a need to build a bigger facility right here on the corner of Anderson and Denison. And so for the past, you know, especially year and a half to 2 years, we've been out doing a lot of fundraising, and people have been so incredibly generous in giving money for the expansion of our student center and a larger church. But all of those people who are donating for that cause have also told me, Father, don't forget about the true mission of the church, which is to help the people of God and to help those who are in need. And so from the start, we've been recognizing that if all we're doing is raising money to, as I would refer to it, build some form of a castle on the corner and not for the purpose of serving God's people, then we are a joke. And so we don't want that to be the case. We know that we need bigger facilities, and these larger facilities are even going to help us to facilitate programs like this at an even larger fashion in the future. And so those same people who want to contribute to make sure we have the facilities are also wanting to contribute to these sorts of projects. And we're just so blessed by the many benefactors that we have. And then we are the ones who can help facilitate the program and the charity, and we're happy to have the opportunity that God's given us to be able to do that.
Is there anything else I haven't touched on that you want to make sure to get out, Vicki?
Just again, this is open to all K-State students and their immediate families. So if they have a spouse and a little one, please come. And it will be every Wednesday night. I know there's the question about COVID and what will things look like. This is a bit of an experiment, so be patient with us as we work with it week by week. But the intent is that the program is here to stay, that the Kansas student table is here for the university students, and that we plan to be here for a long time. So when I first drove by St. Isidore Student Center and saw K-State students walking by, I got a smile on my face and a touch in my heart that said, we need to talk to Father Gale, because this is the ideal situation. And he already was doing the dollar dinners. So this is an expansion across campus. And we just appreciate him and all the people there at St. Isidore's and community groups, Cats Cupboard, International Student Center on campus, the university students themselves saying, yes, we want this and need it. So it's a true partnership across our community to make a difference for our K-State students that we care about so much.
I would mention as well, the good folks at the Common Table, which is generally downtown, and I know that Vicki works closely with them as well, for they have set the example as to how these sorts of things can be done in the community of Manhattan. And so many as they say, props to them as well. One final comment I might have is that whenever I have done things like this, maybe the lead question that people will bring to me would be, how can we help? How can I help? And so while St. Isidore's at this time is in charge of the funding of the project, many other people do desire to help. And with that being said, probably the easiest way to help would be if anybody wants to financially help, a check to St. Isidore's. But please, 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 in the memo, put Konza student table so that you don't just end up, buying me more mac and cheese. So Konza student table in the memo would be an important thing to do, or online at stisidores.com, stisidores.com.
Okay. Again, Wednesday, September 9th, starting at 5:30 at St. Isidore's Catholic Student Center. That will be where the meals can be picked up, and this will continue every Wednesday following. Father Gale and Vicki James, thank you so much, and hope you have a big success.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Thank you. Thanks, Brianna.